rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1873. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I'm spending time today talking with those of you who are baby boomers about things to watch out for. And I got to tell you, for those of you who are in Gen X, learn the lessons that the baby boomers are learning the hard way, and don't let it happen to you. That's my next article in Forbes, by the way. It's a two-part series I'm doing. Part one's going to be out fairly soon, and I'll just simply say, boomers made a lot of mistakes, and it's not as simple as going, don't do what the boomers did, because they also did a lot of good things. But if you're in Gen X, there's stuff that you can be learned proactively that's going to head off problems. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the podcast. And with that, let's get going. I've been invited to be a guest on a podcast dealing with, well, it supports an audience of baby boomers. And they asked me a few questions in advance, since I'm going to be speaking about job hunting. And since it's dealing with boomers, they asked some questions targeted to boomers. And I thought some of this would be very helpful for my audience. So the first question is, how is working with boomers different? Well, the biggest challenge of working with boomers is how easily they cop to the excuse of ageism when job hunting. How do I find a job now that I'm 60 or 65? I'm going to be interviewed by someone so much younger than me. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. They're going to see me as my mother, their mother or father, and they're going to reject me. You know, my experience is most of the time, boomers are so confident in themselves and their abilities. They spend no time preparing for interviews. They can't back up their stories, and they're blown away by an interviewer who sees them as a fraud representing knowledge and experience that they can't defend. So I want to encourage you, first of all, take the time to be prepared for interviews. Don't go out there and wing it. So top three tips for baby boomers. So number one is preserve and enhance your network of contacts. I have the belief that the next recession isn't that far away. Certainly we're closer to it than we are to the last recession. After all, the last one was 2007 to 2009, a huge debacle. And now we're 6 years later. Do you think we're 6 years away from a recession? I don't. So, you know, if you're in a management role, you're likely to be targeted because, frankly, that's who gets targeted in most of these recessions. You're expensive, a lot of benefits, older. It's cheaper to keep people around. And, you know, if there are five managers supporting 35 people, you know, they may decide that three managers are enough and make those three work harder. So you have to be prepared for what could be a layoff. So you network, you get a leg up on your competition for when you're job hunting, and you start proactively activating your network with a bunch of hi, how are you calls, and you start acting proactively to enhance your network and get involved with trade groups and organizations and places where you can develop relationships with people. Second thing you do is you update your resume now, because even though you're not looking, you know, it just makes sense to have it ready in case you need it, rather than in the midst of the crisis, you know, you're suddenly trying to think of writing a resume. You know, it's hard to do it under those circumstances. You're feeling a lot of pressure. Everyone's asking you questions. You feel like, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And after you update it now, you update it every 3 months. Last thing is you start conserving capital now, so that this way, if you are laid off and not ready to retire, you'll have greater financial flexibility and staying power in your job search. The last recession hurt a lot of people because they were out of work for long periods of time. You can also, by the way, start a business on the side, you know, using your expertise or using one of your talents in order to create revenue opportunities for yourself, and that's also going to give you staying power. So this is my favorite question. What's the biggest challenges or concerns you see boomers experiencing regarding job search? Boomers, like their older brethren, don't listen, don't prepare, and become shocked when they're being fired. You know, how can they do this to me? I've been so loyal. And like Michael Corleone says in The Godfather, you know, it's business. It's not personal. So you have to do things to look out for your own interests and do a great job. But you have to act like the CEO of your own business with your family as your board members. After all, job hunting doesn't have to be hard, difficult, or painful, let alone take as long as it usually does. The skills needed to find the job are different than the skills needed to do it, and they just involve practice and preparation. And whether it's networking, you know, you can get better at networking. Interviewing just requires practice. Resume writing, or the willingness to outsource your resume to someone who can write it well. You put things in place now when you're not in stress that'll help you in case suddenly you are laid off. So the last question is, what would you tell a boomer to do now, today, to get started making changes? The economy operates in cycles, and although it may feel good now, the fact is another recession's on the way. Being prepared now is smart business. Don't wait until the knock on the door and someone opens it and says, can we see you in the conference room for a few minutes? That's obviously too late to be prepared, because you're about to be handed the notification that says you're being let go, what your final date is, their buyout package terms, all that stuff. You will freak, because that's what most people do, and understandably. All I'll say to you is, you have some time now. Get ready now. As Jim Rohn says so well, either you run the day or the day runs you. I hope you found this helpful. Have a great day. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!